Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding today's daf is Ayin Hey, towards the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet on the base. On the Mishnah Ayin Dalet on the base. Wanted to say two things before we begin. When we have, there is a cleric, there's two things. We had a machlokes when it comes to a nesachim that a person gives as an adava. Not nesachim, of course, that he brings from the carbon as part of the mincha is nesachim. But when a person comes and he volunteers to give a mincha, Shmuel's did, remember, I mean, snadev yayin. If a person is menadev yayin, maybe or mizalf and agabe halishim. Does he do that? We don't hold like that. There's about in the sheetah. So, but we have a Shmuel said he does it on mizalf and agabe halishim, as opposed to the regular case of the sofim, where you put it into the sheetah. The deal that we have here is this: did mizalf and agabe halishim? Is it a gather of haktara, or is it a gather of nisuch? For example, how much do you need when he does that? Give a lugin or a kezias? If it has a din of a haktara, the klal is eight haktara pachas be kezias. After all, you do it on Gabi Halishan. Now, what is this thing with doing it on Gabi Halishan? Let's say you would do it b'chutz, this thing. You would take the nesachim that a person was b'nadeiv, and he was benasech et b'chutz. There's a din of shvuti chutz by that. It's a chiv chorus, right? And it's one of the big four, right? But we have this aham that you do b'chutz. How much does he have to be benasech b'chutz? Normally, there's gimalugim. Over here, if it has a din of akhtara, then it's avdei katar b'chutz because
ayis. Where is he doing it b'chutz?
Whatever he would do by a carbon, he does it b'chutz.
Maybe it makes a difference. Trying to do it on top of an eish, on a bama.
Yeah. So I mean, enough kaminas will give me that too. How would he go about doing it b'chutz? Would he do it on gabi halishim? Or would he not? Depends how he does it b'chutz. All right. So enochanami. So make enough kaminas how he does it b'chutz. But how much does he do? Does he do it at Kezias, or does he do Gimelugin? That's what Claire that we have. This is a Migdash David. By this case here also. By regular, he has. We're talking over here, but not by regular. So what is the Dinya? So what is it? So this is a Claire that we have Migdash David. We should be aware of such a Claire. Another very interesting thing is, you know, when we looked at the Shaklamataria of the Gemara before, remember the Gemara says there are certain exclusive rights that a Kayan has that the Mizbeach does not have, and the converse is also true. Remember the Mishnah said, Minchas Kayhanim, Umazeh Yafet, Kayach Mizbeach, Mikayach Kayhanim, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Apadim, it's for the kaihadim, Abraham and his vet. He says, yeah, you have the kayach kaihadim and kayach on his vet. There's such a thing that the kaihadim get, but his vet doesn't get anything. Then there's such a thing that his vet gets everything and the kaihadim don't get anything. And therefore, I think Gemara says, Milchas kaihadim, Vizay yafe, Milchas kayin. The kayin doesn't get anything. Vizay yafe, kayach misbech, the kayach kaihadim. Remember the Gemara had kashas. What about an oil? So the Gemara, no, the oil is different because they kind of get the ire. V'holika, oil is a oif. What about that? Oil is a oif. Then the Gemara says, no, he doesn't get everything there either because it's more of an oitza. More of an oitza. Yeah, but that's the machloika says what it is, the more of an oitza from, we have it from, Tafsamachay in Zvachim that we had by the oil is a oif. But there's more of an oitza. What do you do with the more of the nitzah? Throws on the side of the mizbeach. Okay, fine, very good. Now what? Then later on, the Gemara has the kasha that Mesailei Mishmuel. Then the Gemara says, go down there after the two dots? The Gemara says, what is the case where only the head you gets on the Mizbeach does not get anything? Right? What's the case there that the Kohen gets everything and not the Mizbeach at all? Shnei Alechem Lechem Apad. Frank the Gemara, yeah, what happened to the more of an
Moravanitzer?
But the Gemara had the kasha of the Moravanitzer before. Remember, the Gemara said before, what happened to us was the Moravanitzer. Moravanitzer makes enough kibbutz, and therefore the Mishnah did not list it. So now the Gemara has the kasha. What do you mean? What happened to Chatzos Oif? You would have thought, what do you mean? This is more of what happened to the more of an Oif that we have by the Oif. By the Oif, so we had the same thing by Chatzos Oif. The Gemara says that there's Dam.
Why did you say
this? The child that we have is, what is the din of the more of an Oif by a Chatzos Oif? Do you eat it or not?
Eat it?
Yeah, the Gemara leaves out more of an Oif. Is there an Isser nicer by that? Yeah, you would think it's garbage. Why did the Gemara say, why did the Gemara leave that? Why did the Gemara say it? There's an Eilish Shleima. There's an Eilish Shleima that the Eilish Shleima is Melchiach from over here. That there's a din of Achilu on the door of a Naitza. Achatas Oif, believe it or not. There's an Eilish Shleima. That the Eilish Shleima brings Machiah from our Gemara, that the Mura Venaitza is only a din by the Eilish Ha'if, not by the Chatos Ha'if. Chatos Ha'if holds a din of Achilah. The whole Gemara just said a second ago, that was Mura Venaitza. Mura Venaitza is not included, the Mishnah doesn't include the case of Eilish Ha'if because of the Mura Venaitza. Now the Gemara says Asher from Chatos Ha'if. It's the exact same thing. If more of an Eitzah is the factor why the Mishnah does not say it, so well, what do you want to ask about Chatzos Oif? My size by Chatzos Oif, the whole thing itself is going to be different. Okay, these are the two Ha'aris that I just wanted to bring out over here. Then, of course, we have what we said yesterday. The Kites of Shiar Nachalim. This already we get at the Mibarach Mort. It's the things that we talked about. We talk about really on... We took really on Sukkot. Remember, it's Negev very much declared that we had spoken about it, whether or not there's a din of Melicha by Nisach HaMayim. There's a din of Melicha that we have by, according to the Rabbah, by Nisach HaYayin over here, by the sachem that you give by itself, even though there's no din malicha, by the sachem that are by together with the carbon. But if a person has been nadiv the sachem, there's a din malicha, everybody is tumult, so why the rabbam got it. But the shayla that we have is, by nisach hamayim of the otav of sukkis, is there a din of malicha or not? Sufik and mechas chinos, was begay this, that we talk over here, that over there, there's no makom to declare even. Before. Yeah, you salt, put salt on the thing, and then you pour it on the mizveh into the sheetan, yeah?
Why would you die
the Ravach? It's Akhtarim, yeah. So it's not baby.
But you never see
that. Yeah. It's a dry measure, you mean. Yeah. But, alright, but we have to work that out. It is a Ha'arim, yeah. Zonta Mishnah. Call now at the health club over here also. Now we have seems an innocuous thing over here, but there's a lot of very big yesidus in the Mishnah that we have. And the Mishnah with the Rashi. Replete. Call Abinach, okay, gentlemen. Call Abinach, I said, Nasais, Bikli. All the Nachas that are made in a Kli. What does that mean? If you take a look at the Rashi, let's first look at the Rashi on the top, the Perish of the Rashi, as opposed to the Ksav Yad. Kol ha-benach ha-chas ha-nasas b'kli sharis, kel minchas machmas u-mar-cheshes, tudim gimel pa'am ha-matin shemen. We're referring not to the Machmel Minchas Bafei Sanra. Yeah, all right. Then we have the bottom that we have by the Ksav Yad, Hanasas Mikli, Mefarish Mikmara, Lamai Yarn, Lamute Bai. Okay, but we're talking to the Minchas Bachavas and Marcheshes. That's how Rashi says it. Kol HaMenachas Hanasas Mikli. To Udis, Shlesha Matonis. They need Shemin. They need three Matonis of Shemin, which is not a Chiddush to us, but we, of course, they need the first one, which comes where the Kli is empty. He's the second one. You put the sailors on top, and then you put oil in there, and you boil it, and then you do your Tzikin. Nachamon. It needs three Matonis. We'll have to see more. We'll come right back to this, hopefully. Yitzika, Belila, about the Shemin. Here we have again. Shlosh Matan Shemin, Yitzika. We're going backwards. It goes backwards. Yitzika, Ubalila, Ubat Shemin, the original Bat Shemin Bikli, Titan Lasiyasa. So you line it with oil, you put the silas on it, and then you put the Yitzika on the whole thing afterwards. Chalais, now, when do you do this? Chalais, Bailala, Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds at what point do you go and you mix it? You mix it where they are made into chalas, our 10 chalas that you make. And that's when the mixture comes, according to Rebbe. On the other hand, Machami, Maimim, Silas. You mix it while Silas before it gets into a dough. Hachalais, Teunais, Balila, Chalas, need Balila, or Rikikin, Meshicha. If it's Rikikin, then it needs Meshicha. You be smeared on top. Ketzad, how do you do it? Ketzad, Meshchen, Kimin, Kiv, Ashar, Nachal, Mekal. You do it, Kimin, Kiv, we have about five definitions of what Kimin, Kiv is. We'll leave that for the time being, Rashi, let's see, says over here, if you look, let's say, we have problems right away. If you take a look at the Rashi, let's take it before the Ksav Yad. It doesn't say anything about that. That's for Dafnun Hay. That right, you're 100% right. That doesn't even break you. See, over here, Rashi over here says, take the regular Rashi, not the Ksav Yad. Yitziko Belilo Bat Meshemin, Shemitchil Hayinaisen HaShemin B'Kli Kaidim Nesidus HaSailus. Does everybody have that, the one I'm bringing?
Yep.
Yachakach Naisen HaOvis HaSailus, B'Chayzer V'Naisen Shemin, Livlo B'Shemin, B'Chayzer V'Naisen HaLeha, then you have the third stage, Naisen HaShemin, L'Kayim Mitzvah Yitzika. La Fuke, remember, we had, by the way, this Yitzika, remember the Gemara says before, Daf Yud Ches, it's Ma'akiv. We want to know, so very good. We have a suffix, whether or not, we have a suffix, and those, the Chasidishol said, Poshit, that it's not, whether the first one is Ma'akiv. But the Gemara Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches, Amin Aleph, when it talks about Yitzika, the Gemara said, Yitzika is not Ma'akiv. Think about what Yitzika, how Yitzika is Ma'akiv? Says Zohar could do it. But the Yitzika itself, somebody has to do it. It's Ma'akim. What about the first one? You line the Kli? Then Allah holds that it's not. This is a Suffolk. This is the
Yerushalayim. But the second.
The second one, Belila itself is not. No. We know that it's not. It has to be Roy the Belila. But it's not. We have the Taras HaKadosh. Amen. Taras HaKadosh is the one that's specific. Whether or not the first one is Ma'akev or not, the Chasidish, it's not Ma'akev. The first one, the Chasidish, with the Chasidish, it's not Ma'akev, he has the Taras HaKadosh as a suffix. Nichla, whether or not. But here we have the Rashi, again, and then he says, Chayzer, but I said Shem, and the Kaya Mitzvah is Sika. Now, La'afuki Minchas Bafei. Our Mishnah is coming to the exclusion of a Minchas Bafei Sanur. That's not called the Mincha that you put into a Kli. She ain't po ma'aseh the Kli. It's not in the klisharish. Arei nefe betanur. Because it's nefe betanur she'ein tuna yitzika. That does not need yitzika. Amol idach beiz matanus tricha. Interesting thing. Rashi tells us that even a minchas bafe sadur will need the blila with the previous yitzika. Not the yitzika of the last one. The first one that we're talking about, there are three stages. The first one, the second one, the third one it does not need. The first two it needs. The afal gav de mamasnis and tani yitzika tchila, Rashi Barbard says, even though it goes backwards, afilu achiyenu elamach reina. We're talking the last mahaki mashmalim, the kind of belila, fine. Then it brings what? Then what else does the Mishnah tell us? Yitzika b'lila mat shemed b'kli, kadim lasiyasan, chalas, good. And then what, when do you do the b'lila? Silas, b'chabim ha'rib silas, right? They don't do it while it's in loaves and chalas. You do it while it's in silas. Mincha silas, has silas. See the way Rashi says here? Minchas ha-silas, lo-haya ba-chalas, the ma'ayna silas nikmetzes. That's a problem, is right.
Just, 2 days ago we had...
That's right. Very good. Shmuel is ma'amashir, bingo. Bingo. Ma'amashir, chat-me-yos over here. Good. Very happy about that. But Rashi says, minchas ha-silas, there were no chalas. The Beaida Silas, where, how did you do the kmitza? Yeah, Rashi says where before it? Ayin Beis. Yeah, first, the very first Rashi, the parrot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says. And then it says, Minchas shel minchas mafe, bishel machmas, machashas balla b'shemen, li'acha shenasu chalas, li'acha rafia, divrei Rebbe. The chalas, and not only that, he says after the afiyah, by the machlas and marcheshes, you do it afterwards. This is this Rashi. Now, so which goes what we, creates a problem, because in Ayin Beis of the days, we had the two Rashis. First Rashi of the Mishnah. Elu nikmatzes, elu menachas nikmatzes. The very first words of the Mishnah. Rashi tells us, the Eila Menachas Minchas Asilus, that's Nikmetzes Isa. Here he says Nikmetzes Silas. And then what? And that's the regular. That's how there's the Rashi. Then the Niksav Yad says the same thing. The Eila Menachas Minchas Asilus, that's Nikmetzes Isa. Then we have a steering gluia with the Rashi. There he says you do it with an Isa. Here he says you do it while it's in the form of Silas. What?
I brought Rashi
and Chumash also, which is like here. It says it's Silas. Yeah, like Silas over here.
He says to look at Rashi and Nun Tess.
But Nun Tess?
Yeah, they have an expanded Besaris Hashab that says, look at Rashi and Nun Tess. You have a mask called
Hazel.
Aleph
or Beis?
He says
Nun Tess
Aleph. Okay, but wait.
I don't have
the. But what's that? Let me read that's the Rashis that we have here. And one thing, another thing that I wanted to point out over here is, Rashi says by the Minchas Bafei Sadr, they didn't have the Yitzika of the third one. But they had the first two, right? That's what Rashi told us. Yeah? He said that the last one you don't need. But the other ones you do need. Even by the Bafei Sadr. Right? See again? The last one you don't need. That's what he said. Right? Now he says what? It comes out that the Minchas Mafei Sadr is nisvayet from the third one. But not for the Matanah Shemin of the original ones. Not like the Rambam. You look at the Rambam in Maisach Karbonis with the Lech HaMishnah, with the Mishnah Melech, that it doesn't have any. Didn't have any. Here we have another machlokes. You have it in front of you? You have a Rambam in front of you?
Yeah.
Here the Rambam Perikid at your Gimel.
Which one is Rabbi Yehuda?
Your Gimel says. You have your Gimel says? Yeah, let me get, I have to get the Rambam over here myself, over here. Yeah, okay. Your Gimel says, and my sakarbonis.
Now the Mishnah only discusses and requires matan
shemen. By a mitzvah spach, by a mitzvah spach, a sador. Whether it needs the first ones or not. Mitzvah spach, a sador. This is Rabbi breathing down the Rambam. Ketzad. Im chalais he. If it's made out of chalais and not rekikin. Bailul asailis b'shemen. Your Bailul, the Silas, and Shemen. All right. The Lash, the Paishrit, the Eifa, the Paisis, the Naisa, the Klisharis, the Naisa, the Levinas. That's it. The Ema Yitzika Shemen. There's no Yitzika. There's no Yitzika at all. What, the beginning or the end? He doesn't say. He only says your Bailul. You put the whole thing right in the middle. There's nothing in the beginning, nothing at the end.
One
Matcha. Pardon me?
A single Matcha.
One, right. The Ema Yitzika Shemen, Shinema Chalais Matzah, Blues Mashomen. So here comes, we have a Mishnah Melech, and please, I'm in on this, but Rashi tells us it needs the Yitzika and the Blila, but not the third one. The Rabbah omits any mention of that, more than omits any mention. He says it doesn't need Yitzika. The whole thing is only Blila. So we have a Mashlak, let's at least be aware. This part that Rashi's saying is not pushing. Whether it's a machlokes that we have here. That's one thing. And then we have, Nachamol.
What does
Rabbi
think about the
Rikikin? Oh, yeah. The Rikikin is nothing. Yeah, he didn't say by Rikikin, it's only a smear. Same thing. The same thing as Chalas. Chalas, well, Chalas, you do it in the middle, you bubble it with that. Rikikin, there is certainly nothing like that at all. Whatever you do in the middle, you do on top. All right, you smear it. There, so then Rashi tells us in the Ksav Yad, Hanasas Mikli, Kainim Lasiyosan. Look, now, let's take this part. We're back now, we're going into the Ksav Yad, how Rashi says here. Until now, we were talking about the regular Rashi. Now what? Hadasai smiklim, mefarish mikmara limutibai. Okay. Kainim lasi yasad. Naisid chila shemin mikli. Vinaisid silas aleha. Here we go. Velasha bepaishrim. This is the Rashi. As opposed to the Rambam, there was no lasha bepaishrim at this time. Hey, wait a second. The nice and sales allah valasha bapaishrin. The nice and shaman aleha. Two. Ubailel. The chayzer v'naisel shaman. The kaya mitzvah yitzikim. Two things we see pashtas in this Rashi. First of all, the paishrin, you do it bapaishrin before the blila. Not like the rabbi. Number two, that it even applies by a mincha silas. As opposed to the Rambam, that there is no doing it b'paishrin, that there's no believe the lishon b'paishrin by minchas silas. The Rambam says, not like the Rashi before. Rashi says you do it because right away it's made into a dough. How's it made into a dough? It's made into a dough because you did it with water. Otherwise, how do you make it into a dough? So what do you mean? So otherwise you don't make it. Otherwise you don't make it into a dough. The amount of oil is minimal, right? There's only a little of oil, and more than that, according to the Rambam. So what would you wind up doing the kmitza with the silas? Now of course this creates a very big problem with the previous Rashi, not the ksav yad. Rashi says over there you do it with silas. This ksav yad fits well with the first Rashi and the parent. You do it with an Issa. All right, there's an Issa. How do you make the Issa? The Issa made it first, it's a lot of Issa. He made it with water. Now, according to Rashi, well, how do you do it with silence anyway if you did it with water? Rashi says, how do you do it? You do the Rashi Mincha says, Lo hayaba chalas v'yayna silas nikmetzes. How can it be silas nikmetzes? the if you did it with lishin, you did it with water, you did it with poishri, you made it into a dough. Is it possible that it could mean the way that it's done with the dough and it's still called silas? How can it be a silas? And not silas. Silas means in the form of fine, fat flour. If it's made into a dough, how can you call it silas? Let's see. Amazing. I don't know. I mean, Chavir, it's a steering glue over here with the Rashi, that Rashi. But the Rambam holds that it is like this. The Rambam holds that it is like it. You mean there was no Lishim B'Peshrin. That is Clark, the Rambam. You don't have Lishim B'Peshrin when it comes to silas when you did the Kemitza, which makes it, like we pointed out, it's a very difficult thing to do the Kemitza. How are you going to do the Kemitza like that? It has to be exact. You have to be careful not to get any granules missing. Or to get more granules than what you need.
Yeah, a
bit of you can't be riboy kibitz. You have a little bit of oil. Yeah, it's true. You had a little bit of oil. You had a little bit of oil that you did have, but it's minimal. It's not like a minchas nesachim. You had three lukim. Hey, you only had one luk. All right. Basi rak lahayah. So these are some couple of the problems. I feel much better. I got this out of my chest. I got feel much better. Tzaris rabim chatzin chaba babish. I feel very bad. We'll all share in the problems. So this way I feel much better. Yes, right. But the Rambam tells you the whole Seder advarim. He brings lisha b'peishrin.
But not by
but not here. He says the whole Seder advarim. He says b'feirish even minchas when he brings it minchas silas ketzen haisadasis doesn't mean a word about it. The next very next halacha minchas bachlas or marcheshes ketzad. There he says so. He has nice and al silas, but nice and al silas shemit aacher. Here, that term, Lasha B'Peishrin, he totally omits by a Minchas Silas. And by the way, what he says it not like Rashi in that Seder. He does it after the Blila. That's why we said it's going to be the Gay of Pesach, the Din of Bei Perse Machmitzin. How's he learned? He asked it as a steerer. We have a steerer in Tysus in this thing too. Tysus of Samach Zayin and Tysus of the Nundal. They have to say whether or not the Lishim B'Peishrin took place afterwards and the Lishim B'Peishrin took place before. Remember, we had the Taisot Samsai number days, we had it.
Why did the Mishnah list anything about Peishrin?
It doesn't, because it told the radio Dafdun Hay, it told us. We have a Mishnah, they didn't make it up. And the Mishnah Dafdun Hay told us that it was all, Kol HaBenachas even. Not the Rabbam learned Kol HaBenachas, the Lishim B'Peishrin.
He uses the word
All right, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. Yeah. All right, so I feel much better that we're all on the same, we're all the same problems. Huh? Well, that's so far.
Right there.
All right, Limute Bai. What is it coming to tell us? When it says, Kol HaBenachas HaNaseis B'Kli, something Gemara, I'm Rabbi Limut HaMinchas Bafei. Okay, now, so like we said, a Minchas Bafei does not need that. What does it need? Rashi also needs, means Yitzhika number one and number two, not number three. The Rabbi also doesn't need anything. I shouldn't say anything. It doesn't need the Yitzhika one or three. But it needs just the one thing, one matzot. Tan rabbanim minchas marcheshes kavanecha. Silas b'shemet teyoseh melamein sheteuna matan shemet v'kli karbadcha l'gzereshaka. This is said by what? A minchas marcheshes. Didn't say it by a machmas. Karbadcha, however, karbadcha l'hefer gzereshaka. Now what? Makan matan shemen bikli, ap lahalan matan shemen bikli. What's lahalan? A machmas. Ma'ma lahalan yitziko blila, afkad yitziko blila. Here also, there's an yitziko. So when they're interchangeable based on the xerah shofet, whatever you say by a machmas, you have by the macheshes, the opposite also true.
This is lining the
clear. Yeah, lining it. The lining.
The first time.
The lighting is first. The first time you do it, there's nothing in the kli. It's an empty kli.
This mitzvah is
put in. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The first one that you do is in an empty kli. You line it. Chala, remember, you have to distribute. It's only a light. Not that much. What?
The
machabas
is flat.
So flat. Yeah,
yeah,
flat. So if you put a light. Yeah, yeah. The way sometimes it doesn't even have a rim. You're going to tell me. Yeah. Now what? Here we have a machabas. Like, is when do you do it exactly? Now, this creates lechaira a problem. Hey, gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. What's it? Chalais b'ilodime rebbe machabim by reb Silas. Now, still got to read, have to learn this. Tana Rabbanan. Silas Belula. Bilamech, Nivlelas Silas. The Rabbanan home, Tana Kama holds, how do you do the Belila? You do it in flour. You do the Belila in flour. Tana Rabbanan. Silas Belula. Bilamech, Nivlelas Silas. Mashma what? Not like Rashi. According to Rashi, it's not soilless anymore. According to Rashi, it's already a loaf. It's an Issa. It says do the Belila according to the Kama with soilless. Now, what's soilless? What do you mean soilless? It's made into an Issa already. You did it with Peshrin. You made it into a dough with lukewarm water. Like the Rabab, this part is good. This is a problem. The word silas means you're doing it when it's flour. You don't do it with flour. You already made it into a dough with water. Tana Rabbanim, silas, belula malavich, and ivlala silas. Rabbi Aimer, no. Chalais bailulan. Shenemar chalais belulais. You do a chalais belulas, which means what? Chalais belulas in the bed, remember. How would Rashi learn this? When is it from Chalas? Remember how Rashi told us? You do it after it was baked. Even Rashi says, when he said it, we have the Rashi. We have the Rashi. V'chamim ha'im Silas. V'chamim ha'im Silas by Lalan. And the Rebbe, I mean, for the Chalas shall mincha mavi shall machvasu marcheshes by Lalan b'shemen li'achar shenasu chalais li'achar afia. Divrei Rebbe.
We just perhaps water it early.
Yeah. Because before, according to Rashi, it's also a dough with chalas.
Not water.
Yeah. I don't know, hot. It can't be hot, but it has to be in. So now, there's a very big problem.
Well, Rekas,
because it's going to expedite the whole chibutz. All right. But let's say, like, Nachmuth. So here we have this mach, like, I don't know, it's Silas. I don't quite remember how, according to Rashi, how he would learn these words according to the Tanakh Kama. Oh, I see here on the side of my Gemara, I asked it also. Yeah, before Pashrin, the Lisha of Pashrin was after the Blila. Not like Rashi and the Ksav Yad Le'el before on the Ayin Dalet. Yeah, yeah. I asked this before.
Why
did
you go about the
Chavitah?
There it says
she's hot. Why does it say? Yeah, no. Chavitah? No. So, Chavitah is hot. No, we'll have to see. We'll see more about the Chavitah later.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says like this: Silas Blabe, that the Blila was with Silas. Rabbi Yaimer Chalas by Lord Shenemar Chalas Blulas with Shemit Amrulo. Balo Lachme Toina Nemar Bahem Chalas. Now what happens here? They said, "What do you mean Lachme Toina?" It says Chalas V'Yevshel LeBailulad Kishayin Chalas. Ella Silas, he can only do himself. Ketzad Isa. So what would happen over there? Nice and shemen, the clay, kind of lasia, son. The nice, you put the mincha in it. The nice and shemen aleho, by the love. Okay, the lasha. And then you do the lisha. With what? With the oil. It didn't say anything here about the water. The Eifer, and then you do it. And then what? After the Afia, after you were baked it. The Lashon that we have over here, by the way, it's a Lashon that the Gemara uses what you would think, L'chair, it's a misnomer. The word Eifer is used by in terms of Abafas and Barcheshes. There was no Afia really there. There was frying. All right, but the word afia is the thing, is the word that's being used. There's no afia normally means in an oven. Or even a heat pasapatani, or you go and you do it in a pot. Like Rabbi Yechonah Rishlokish, that could be called afia also, but when there's no water over here, there's liquid in it. That's called afia also, the way that the Gemara is using it. The Eifa who place that after that, you break it apart. The kibitz, and then you do the kibitz. That's who, that's according to the Tanakhama. Okay, it's something, this piece missing here. Rabbi Eimer, chalas, by the Lord. You do the chalas, and then you do it. Shenema chalas, belulos, bashemen. It means chalas, you do it even when it's chalas, according to Rabbi. Kaitan I said, nice and shaman, mikli, kaitim lasayasa, so far so good, the same. Been nice, now you put the silas on it. The lasha, you need it. The ifa. Now what is that? Kaitan I said, nice and shaman, mikli. Kaitim lasayasa. Been nice, now. Then you put the silas on it. The lasha. And you make the leisha. You make the leisha. No, come on. I'm going to say it again. Rabbi Eimer, chalais, you make the blila after it was made at the chalas. That's when you do the blila of the machmas and machashas. You put the shemen in the clay, kainim lasiyasa. The nice then you put the, after the shemen's in there, you put the flour in, the nice stuff. The lush, what do you lush with it? What do you mean you're lush? Lush what? How are you lushing? That's made with water. So what is it telling you here, Beferish? Like Rashi, not like the Rambam. According to Rebbe, the oil was not put into it yet. So what do you mean you were lush? Lush what? How can you be lush? What do you need a liquid in order to be lush? This is mashma, like Rashi. You can be lush because it was Nilus Bepaishrin. According to the Rambam, you don't have that. According to the Rambam, the Lisha Bepaishrin doesn't make place till after the Blila.
You do my lush.
Which is what the price says. That's what he's talking about. What are we talking about over here? Oh, wait a second. I made a mistake. Did I? No. Wait. We're talking about this machlekes that we have here. Rebbe, we're going Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue by a mincha. No, they're not, the Rebbe and the Rabbanan that we have in the Mishnah. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't even mention Lachmai Tayyidah. Look at this. Our Mishnah brings it there. The Kli, Yitzik of Lila, we're talking about a mincha Chalab and Nachas. Our Mishnah doesn't say anything about a Tayyidah. I just want to know, what does it mean, lush? Why are you lush it? The Gemara, this price is explaining, according to Rebbe, what you do in the chalas. That's the Seder Advar. So you put the oil in, you put the silas in, and then you do the leisha. You do leisha. You don't put oil in, you don't do the mixture of the oil until later in, it became chalas, after the baking even. So how can it possibly be lush? There's only one way, l'chaira, with water. The Ramah holds it after the blilas comes the leisha, you know. You don't have that. Here is Mishnah. So what we have over here is one part, like we just got finished saying, is not like Rashi. This is exactly like Rashi, not like the Rambam. And here then the blila of the shemet comes later. And then you do it. So we have, I don't know if we're coming or going over here because of the Lisha. Whether or not we hold like Rashi or the Rambam, the Gabi the Lisha of a placement part.
And the oifa they translate
as
cooking instead of baking.
Yeah, okay, the word oifa. Right. That's why I'm pointing it out. The word oifa is a misnomer, really.
That's
he says that, yeah.
It's translated
oifa,
but you never use
that oifa. So this all. It's not an exact term. Oifa is never used like that. Cooking is cooking. This is not an afiyat. It's not, there's no tandering. Yeah, all right. I'm just pointing that out, that the word oifa is used. It's not, doesn't mean like it normally means. It normally means baking over here. There's nothing to bake. There's no tater and there's a liquid here. Okay, but. The Rebbe Mahi. What is that? Remember, the Rabbanin said you can't do it. Remember, Rabbanin used the term, the Yevshah Labailalon, because you hate Chalas.
Right, because
once what did they mean by that? How to be able to do that? The Revi'i Shemen, because it's not, the reason is because the ratio is so little. And therefore it said that, therefore you can't have it. It's over here when they're saying it, they're talking by studies about they're not bothered by that because it's already baked. They're bothered by because of the ratio.
I know that's not kind of.
You do it. You break it. What do you mean? To Revi'i Shemen Hu, Mehayet Mishalekis, Lekaba Chalus. When it says the Revi'i, see that part, what does it mean it's a Revi'i Shemen? It's a Revi'i Shemen by a Toida. Here, when they're talking about it, the Toida, Silas Belula, we're talking over here, that is Hello, Lachbe Toida, Neba Mehad Chalus. The Yevsha, the Bible, by, that's different. But the problem is only because of a Toida, it's Yevsha. They never said that term by a Mincha. They're not bothered by that. But when you're bothered by, they're not bothered by. The Yevsha is only because of the ratio. By a Toida, it's not a look. It's only a reverse. We'll see why. All right. Achalais Nunes Belila. Again. Chalais need belila or a kikin mashicha. Now, Tana Rabban. Now, chalais belulais love a kikin belulin. The only thing you mix is the challah. A kikin you smear. You don't do mixing. Tana Rabban. Chalais belulais love a kikin belulin. She yach. I might have thought maybe you do both. Alo dinu. Uma challah she ate him to this mashicha. To this belila. Maybe you'll say a kikin she to una mashicha. Will you smear it to the key? Ain't no dinsha to the belila? Maybe you should need both also. Tabat blame a chalas belulas, a lower kikin belulin. Rikikin meshuchin, velo chalas meshuchas. There, and the only ones that need that. This meshicha is only the rikikin, not the chalas shiochla la din. Uma rikikin shaitim to the belila. To the meshicha, a chalas shatunis belila. Maybe you have to do that. Ain't no dinsha to this meshicha. Tamud lay mare kike b'shuchim lo chalas b'shuchas. Ma tamay talmuda, aba rava lo lishtabit v'lichtayin chalas b'shuchas. Nere kikin blulin. Listen, never use such a term. And therefore, that's why we assume, and we have a right to assume, rekikin only need a m'shicha, and chalas only need b'lila. Now, of course, we never really said in the Gemara what rekikin are and what chalos are. Wait. So the Rebbe in the third grade or something said that it means wafers. How did he know that it's wafers? Yeah. But they come from it. The mucker for that is an Ibn Ezra.
Here, I checked my liquor. It's present.
Maybe inside, but where's the Ibn Ezra? Probably inside. But it's an Ibn Ezra. Take a listen.
What's made that way?
What's what?
What's made
that bus?
I made it. Not a
wafer.
What was that?
Wafer. Oh, a wafer. It speaks that it's not, it's flat, like similar. It's not made up, it's not made in anything. Good, but that is Ibn Ezra. We otherwise we wouldn't. Rashi, the whole difference is only. Yeah, that's not fluffy. Yeah, but it shouts, you assume that that's what it means. Rashi never says that. That's the between Rikin Chalas and Rikikin. Rashi never says anything about that. Rashi just says whether the oil's inside of it or the oil's on top. That's the whole difference. Yeah. Okay. Kitzad Maishchin Kamin Ki, Mashar Necha, Mai Kamin Ki, Omer of Kahana Kamin, Kachaf Yavadi, Ki Yavadi. It shows what that is. They have different ways. Rashi here. Where it could mean tes, it could mean commit ches, it could mean, and why would it could keep money? Because it's the 20th letter of the Greek alphabet. That's, another way. And all different combination, what it means. It could be like a V or an inverted V. It could be like a V, an upside down V. There are different ways to learn. I'm not going to pursue that. Turn around, Mint, or it could be an X. The way the Rambam learns is like an X. Huh?
Riki looks like an X.
Yeah, it's like an X. The Rambam holds that it's an X. You have an X, a Tess, a Ches, a V.
What is
that?
Yeah.
Turn around, buddy. Bincha haba mechza chalai, so mechza rikikit. Now, what's that? A mincha that can be brought half chalas, half rikikit. Who holds that? It's only Reb Shimon. Remember, Machas Bafei Sador, he holds it, you can have half and half. We do not hold that way. We hold it's either Chalas or Rekikin, you have an option. Maybe, what do? Maybe like Shimon. But if you would hold that way, what would you do? How would you distribute it? Maybe like Shimon, I'd say, of course you have to bring only a leg. And you split it in half, chetzi l'chalas v'chetzi l'rekikin. And therefore, what do you do? V'chalas, b'ilalad rekikin v'shin. And how do you make the mashicha taka? Ma'o mashicha es ha'rakik al p'nei kulo, you smear the whole thing. And what happens with the residue, with the remainder of the shemen that you didn't have to use up? Shah Shemin Bam Zero Lechalus. You bring it back to the Chalus. Reb Shemin Ben Yehuda Bishum, Reb Shemin Oimer. Maishchen Kibin Ki, Shah Shemin Echel Kaihanim. The Shemin itself, the Kaihanim will eat. The Tanya Idach. In other Brisa, we learn another way. Rekikin Habay Mifnei Atzman. What do you do? Even Koytan Rabbanan, Rekikin. What do you do with the Shemin? The Rabbanan holds it can be either chalas or rikikin. So, now what? What do you do? Rikikin habay b'pnei atzmon, maybe like shemen or maishchan, v'chayzer or maishchan, and he keep doing it one time after another. Ashiich l'kol shemen shemaloig until all the shemen is gone. Keep doing it and smearing it. Reb Shimon, you know, I'm Reb Shimon. No. Meishchan kamin ki. You just do it kamin ki. Shah Hashem and Echol HaKaihanam. And the rest used it. So we have a machlekes when you do it. The Rekikin, how do you do it? Kol HaBenachas HaNasas Bikli. They all need Ketunos Psisa. We have a Kol HaBenachas that are done Bikli and need Psisa. Limutei. But what does it come laf, okay? Amra Papa Limutei Shtei Alechem Velechem Apanim. Here it comes that it's not deep season. By shtei alechem, lechem apanim, and tana rabbanim, pasas osa pitim, mincha,
First, please break it up in pieces.
Yeah, pieces, yeah. We'll see how kind of pieces also wait. Pieces that what's also Peter Mincha Larabis Kol Habinachas Lipsis. All Minachas are Chaim Sisi Yachashani Barbab Shte Alechem Alechem Apanim. Tabadimar no, I saw. The Yatsakta Shemen Mincha is Mincha Larabis Kol Habinachas Liatsika. Yachal Shani Barbe Ab Mincha Svafe. Now, what is this according to this? Which one? Matabat Leimar, Aleh Hashem, and Oitzi is Achalis. Maybe I would say, Oitzi is a Rakikim. Maybe they are five in secret. Tabat Leimar, he. Now, remember, we had the Machlis when we said to Mishnah, which Yitzika does it not need? Are we talking the first one? Rashi holds, it's only, Rashi holds the first one, even if by Minchas Vafe Sadar it needs. It's only talking about the third one. The Rambam, we said, doesn't need any by Minchas Mafei Sadr. What we have over here is, again, what does the Mishnah tell us again? Kol HaMenachas Hanasas Bekli Needs Pesisa. The Mashmal says what? What about a Minchas Silas? The Mashmal of the Mishnah is, and a Minchas Silas also needs Pesisa. Not like Rashi. Rashi, remember, in Chumash, and Rashi in Daf Yud Ches. Let's take a quick peek back in Daf Yud Ches. Remember Rashi in Daf Yud Ches on that Mishnah, on the bottom of the Yud Ches of an Aleph, Lo Yotzak Le Balava Le Pasas. What's this thing, Le Pasas? It's kosher, but the Rashi tells us, Le Pasas. Sheneimar Pasas Osopite Viavagavda Bebichas Machmas in Iksiv. Who are then the Chol HaMenachais? HaNe'efais. All Menachais that are baked. Meaning what?
Oh, I don't forget
this word. Mafe, Minchas, Machmas, Mafe, Sador, excuse me, and Marcheshes, Shekula, Boz, Eser, Eser, or Mitzvah, the place of Kula. That's how Rashi says in the Chumash. If you take a look at the sheet of the Kubetzes over there, on Dab Yud Ches, like we pointed out then, see the Rashi, I mean the sheet of Ois Ches, Dab Yud Ches, sheet of Shepos Meirish Rashi, the Le'achar Afiyosan, Mashma B'Tan Perusho, that there's no Psisa by a Minchas Silas.
Wait.
When he says Minchas, there's no Psisa by a Minchas Silas. Kim and Menachas HaNefais, Kimo Machmas Omar Cheshes.
There's a Nefais.
The Chay Perish Machumish. Now Rashi says, well, the Kaban Mashma Dekula Boz Chalas. Not Mashma, like Mashma, that later on, that all of them are born Chalas. Elash, Aminchas, Silas, Haisan, Nikmetzes, Koine, Mafia. They're all born as Chalas. But the Minchas, Silas is brought before the Afia. When we call Maka, Bakulam, Haisan, Psisa. Here, the Shita comes and says a lot of things that, we're dealing with over here. And he says, he's addressing this thing. Well, how do you do the Kmitzvah? Mashra the Kmitzvah is done, but everything has Kalas. You make Kalas, why? Because it's Kalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal that you make ten chalas, need to make by soilus.
So there's no problem
with kibitzim. What?
So there's no problem.
No problem with it. That's not a big deal. That's how Rashi learned at the beginning of the Perek. You make it with an Isa. There's an Isa. Now there's an Isa, so you make a Sisa by the Isa. There's an Isa. You break it apart. You'll break it apart by the Mincha Soilus also, the same thing. The way Rashi learns, the whole din of Sisa only applies there. Which, if ever says, according to the Rashis, that the whole thing is made into an Isa, there's no reason not to have a Sisa. You can have a Sisa very well. It's only according to the Rambam. How would you go about doing Sisa according to the Rambam? Suppose it's a Soilus. You're not even making it to a lover. How would you go about doing a psisa according to the Rambam? How can you even have a case like that? All right, but again, that already is a different topic. We're going to have to have that Samach, like it's the Rabbah, Rashi and Chumash and Rashi here, against the Shita that we have. By Tamuda Ema Lahaitzi Mitchas Kaihanim. Maybe it comes to me by in a Mitchas Kaihanim. How do you know? We say, Lahaitzi Yisachal, Lahaitzi Yisarakikit. Tamud Leimar, no, he. How do you know? Ema, well, by Tamuda, Ema Lahaitzi Mitchas Kaihanim, that there's no Psisa. Amar Rabbah, Ezel Dover Shitzarak Shnei Miyutim, Aviyoim Azum Mitchas Maafen. See what's that? Aviyoim Azum Mitchas Maafen, Rashi says here at the top. Shin Yeshma Shnei Minim, Chalasar Akikim. Lefikach Tzrichet Beis Miyutim, Tilchacham Amayim Meyhanach Trey Miyuti. From the two Miyutim, you have two Miyutim. And that comes to me, Mamayek, that the Minchas Mafei, Yitzhak Hashem in Mincha, the rabbis call him an Achasli Yitzhika. Again, Yochal Shani Marba, Ap Minchas Mafei, Tabadaymar Ole Hashem, Oitzi Yitzhakhalas, maybe Oitzi Yitzhakhika. So here, what is it coming to tell us? That it doesn't need Yitzhika. Again, Koyte Rabba doesn't need Yitzhika, period. Going to Rashi, it doesn't need the Yitzhika at the end, but it still needs the Yitzhika in the beginning, which is the Vada Chiddush that we have over here. Minchas Yisrael.
The question about the monthly Tanur does not have, we don't know if it has the first one, just has two of
them. No, the Rabbah Mitzvah doesn't have it at all. The Rabbah, when he lists the Seder of Minchas Mafei Tanur, he doesn't have it at all. He only says that it needs Blilah. It has one matana in the middle of the Yadil Blila, but there's no matana, there's no Yitzhika Mitchila, no Yitzhika Mitzayf.
He continues then Bogel and then Lush.
And then Lush, finished. Oh, but there's no Yitzhika that he mentions at the end. At the beginning or the end. Minchas, now, but we didn't say how you go about doing the Psisa, of course. Now, how do you do it? Minchas Yisrael Kaifal Echad Lishnayim Lishnayim Le'arbah. You fold it, and Minchas Yisrael, you break it into two pieces. And two pieces, you break it into four pieces. Umabdil. And you separate the pieces. Minchas Kayhadim Kaifal Echad Lishnayim Lishnayim Le'arbah. But the eight of Abdil. Minchas Kayhadim Kayhad Mashiach. Lohaya Mekapla. The Chavite, you're not Mekapel at all. Reb Shimon Aymer, Minchas Kayhanim, and Minchas Kayhanim Mashiach. They ho, he holds Abraham Sisa by a Kayhan, Minchas Kayhan, and a Minchas Kayhanim Mashiach. There's no Sisa at all. And the reason is, Ibn Shema and Kemitza. Hosheima and Kemitza, Abraham Sisa. The Kula Paisim Kizesim. Whenever you do it, you have to have Sisa of Kizesim. It's interesting. Reb Shimon has a whole different, argues on everything. Reb Shimon has a whole unique approach to the process. Yeah. Tana Rabbana. Pass down, gentlemen. Tana Rabbana pasa is yachol ishnayim. Tavodayba pitev. He pitev yachol yaseh na peirurin. Maybe it means to make it apart in little pieces. Maybe it really means.
It does not mean crumbs.
No, does not mean crumbs at all. Tamud Leimar Isa Lipsisim, Lopsiso Lipsisim. Balkatesad, Minchas Yisrael, Kaifal Echad Ishnaim, Ishnaim Liarba. Umabdil, you separate the pieces. Minchas Kayhade, Mikhail Mashiach, Haya Mikapla, Mohadatad, Lo Haya Mikapla. Amar Rabba, Eino Mikapla the Arba, Amar Mikapla the Shnaim. You don't just do it, to do it more than once. In other words, you do it two. You don't do it four, according to that Tzad, but you do it two. And Reb Shimon Omer, Michas Kayin, the Mechal doesn't need it. Michas Kayin, Michas Kayin, Mashiachai, Bepsis. Amar Rav Yosef, now. This, we need time for this. This, Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitza. But we're talking about this concoction, which Rashi means it's talking about bread that was baked, and you put it into a pot to cook. similar to Kneblach. Well, see the way Rashi says. Yeah, it's like matzah brine. Except that matzah brine is fried. This is cooked.
Use water instead of
oil. Yeah. Water as opposed to oil. Knedel. Let's say a knedel. But it makes a difference. It's not quite a knedel. We're talking over here, let's say it's a kezias. It makes enough gemina. Let's say over here, like this. Nachum. Well, we have it here. Amar Abiesa, haicha vitsa de'ispa peirurin kezias. You have matzah brine. I think that would be the most accurate thing. Levarcha elav abaytzi lachem ino aretz.
These are big
pieces. Yeah, that's a kezias. Right, that's why I didn't want to say that it's a knedel. Knedel is matzah meal. This is not matzah meal, it's a big shtick of matzah. Now, but these paper among my machalava by Tilachaminoritz. Ilespa peyrumi kezias. But if it does not have pieces of a kezias, the machalava by Rabbi Mesaimus. Then you make a mesaimus.
Just the size?
Yeah. So the same way that the halacha makes an akamina. When you make, let's say you have a piece of matzah brine, then you put it in little pieces. Barf. You make a mesaimus on that. On the other hand, if it's cooked. On the other hand, let's say a piece of big piece of matzah brine. Put it in the frying pan. Yeah, the Muslim community, because of us, and our mates here. Abraham, Yaisi, we don't mean a lot. Sanya, we have the following. We don't have time here. I just want to read it first. The Sanya, Haya, I'm in a Makrif, Benachas, be Rishalayim. The Kayin, was I Makrish, like, Aymer. Doesn't say who says. Bashmaus is, who says it? Kayin. Who, when is this? Rashi over here says not like he says in Brachas. In Brachas, he refers to the Israel who's bringing it, not the Kayan even. Rashi in Brachas talks about the Israel. Over here, he talks about the Kayan. The Aymer, he's talking about the Kayan.
The first time he's doing it.
In different ways. We could refer to the first time in life that he's doing it, or it could refer to his turn in the Beis Av. He only does it twice a year. So over here, well, we have over here, Ivan Abakim, Benachas, Ben Shalai, and Rashi over here says, Kachalo Hikrif, Kayet Zah, Adayan, Mincha, the Yamav. Al She Hikrif, Mincha, Chadasha, Kida, Mincha, So Aimer. Aimer Kayet Shechiyadu. Rashi and Brachis says it not even refers to the Kayet, but rather it refers to the Israel who's bringing the carbon Mincha. He's the one that breaks it. And therefore, said, "Ha'ev le'makir benachas b'Yerushalayim, Aymer Baruch Shechiyanu mikibano, not la v'yachla, Aymer Abayzilacha min ha'aretz." Utanad, and we learn v'kula b'sisa b'kezayis. And therefore, these are made there. There he has a kezayis. And therefore, what? And Amar Rav Yosef, this is Rav Yosef's din. Rabbi Yosef's din is that you make up a kezias, and this is where he's getting it for the brisa. He's equating this case to the case of chavitza, where it was something which was baked as bread, and then you put it in like matzah brine. Now the question that we have here is, what does a mincha have to do with that? What does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Because the mincha was certainly not baked and then put into a pot of water. So what's the Gemara one over here? What's the tzushtal to the case of a mincha? Rashi, Tosfos, learns a whole different shot of what the chavitza is. It involved no baking. But we're talking over here, you took it, you mixed it in with shayin, with shemen, with dvash, all kinds of stuff. But Rashi learns that it is, and it's a question that we have. What does the mincha have to do with it? Whether it's a mincha's machmas, maybe it's a machmas marcheshes, but even that, it was not previously baked. This is a very, very big problem. I had this problem for the last 95 years. But I don't have time now. I'm going to read it. Amar Leia Bayer. Well, the Tana Deve Rabbi Yishmael. The Omar. Mefarchad Hashem Amzirin Lissolson. Now, he doesn't learn that at all, like the way we said. He says when you crush it,
crumble
you babish crumple it up. Right, not like the way we said two and four. So it says, what are you going to say? He'll argue on that. Here he did so. You see what? You're going to have it as a din of lechem. You're able to do that. Even less than a kezias, if you have it, l'katchila. What's he asking over here? He is, according to him, because it's called lechem. If it's called lechem, you should be able to make a mitzi. It doesn't look that wise. What we're talking about is that you went and you committed it all together. You stuck them all together. And if you did that, then it's like a kezayis. If you're talking that he mixed them all together, you're talking about one loaf. And why are you calling achlon? Even if it's broken apart, but if it came originally from a big loaf, it retains its identity as being a loaf. Afilu peirurin she'ein bohem kizayis. He argues with Rav Yosef. Even peirurin, there's no kizayis. The din is you make a mitzi. Amar Rav Unika to raise the nama alayim, but only that has a tzuris pas, tzuris lechem. If you don't have that, then it's not going to work. Now the shaila is, what is the beer advarim? We unfortunately we're up against the clock, and we'll have to be masper this. What's going on over here? Mitz Hashem, hopefully tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.